Article 5, neither can the Decalogue delivered by God to his peculiar people save men. What does the law do? The law condemns us. Notice the statement. For through it, or it reveals the greatness of sin. So the law shows us our need for a Savior. So the law condemns us, shows us that we are inadequate to save ourselves, but at the same point in time, it points to, shows us our need for a Savior outside ourselves. For we can't save ourselves. We can't keep the law perfectly. So then how can a sinner be saved? We looked at that earlier. Salvation is of the Lord. It is through Jesus Christ. As Paul said to the Philippian jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your household. Therefore, Article 6, neither the innate understanding of the law, Article 4, nor the law, Article 5, could do that God performs by the operation of the Holy Spirit through the word or ministry of reconciliation. That this good news concerning the Christ, the Messiah, by means whereof it has pleased God to save such as believe. Notice the emphasis is on God. God saves sinners. Salvation is of the Lord. Who gets the glory? God does. It is his salvation. Notice the statement, though, is also that salvation by means of the Messiah and the work of the Holy Spirit was accomplished in the Old Testament time. Old Testament believers were saved by faith in Jesus, in the coming Messiah. They were looking forward to what was promised. We look backward to what has been accomplished, but one and the same. Heidelberg Catechism, question number 19, speaks about the gospel being proclaimed through the holy patriarchs and prophets, through the sacrifices and other ceremonies of the law, and finally fulfilled in his well-beloved Son. And so the Old Testament saints were saved by faith, by grace, focusing on believing and trusting in Christ alone for salvation. And so we see this wonderful statement, and this mystery of his will, God has revealed. He has caused now many nations. It's no longer one nation, but every kindred, tongue, tribe, and nation. We know the rest of the story, right? In Revelation chapter 5 and Revelation chapter 7, we see the worship in heaven. And there, who are the worshipers? Every kindred, tongue, tribe, and nation. The gospel going forth. And so we glory in the salvation of the Gentiles. One of the reasons why we do so is because we are them, right? We are those Gentiles that are saved by grace. And at the same point in time, we understand that God is just and must punish sin. That's why we preach the gospel to sinners. Amen?